ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 39, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Raya Kalatram Pasava Sutadayo Vriha Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Sarve Rita Kama Chana Bangurayusha Kurvanti Martyasya Kiyat Priyam Chalaha Raya Kalatram Pasavasuta Dayo Kriya Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Sarve Rita Kama Chana Bangurayusha Kurvanti Martyasya Kiyat Priyam Chalaha Vraya Kalatram Pasava Sutadayo Kriya Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Sarve Rita Kamakshana Bangurayusa Kurvanti Martyasya Kiyat Priyam Chalaha Vanti Matyasya Kiyat Raya Kalatram Pasava Sutadayo Griha Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Sarve Rita Kamakshana Bangurayusha Kurvanti Martyasya Kiyat Priyam Chalaha Rayam Karatra Pasava Sutadayo Griha Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Svavirita Kamakchana Bangurayusha Kuvanti Patyasya Kiyat Priyam Chalaha Rayam Kaldacham Pasavasuta Dayo Kamai Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Vairata Kamakshana Bangurayusa Vanti Matyasya Kiyat Priyam Chala Ayam Kalatram Pasavasuta Dayo Kriya Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Vairata Kamakshana Bangurayusa Kuvanti Martyasya Kiyat Priyam Chalaha Matajis Hayam Kalatram Pasavasuta Dayo Ya Mahi Kunjara Kosha Bhutaya Avevrata kalakchana pangurayusa. Bhavanti matyasya kiyat priyam chalaha. Ayam kalatram basava sudhadayo. Kupta mahi kunjara koshabhutayaha. Sarve rata kamakchana bangurayusha. Vanti matyasya kiyat priyam chalaha. Praya, wealth. Kalatram, one's wife and feminine friends. Pasava, domestic animals like cows, horses, asses, cats, and dogs. Sutadaya, children and so on. Griha, big buildings and residences. Mahi, land. Kunjara, elephants. Kosha, treasury house. Bhutaya, and other luxuries for sense gratification and material enjoyment. Sarve, all. Artha, economic development. Kama, and sense gratification. Chanabangura, perishable in a moment. Ayusha, of one whose duration of life. Kurvanti, effect or bring. Effect or bring. Martyasya, of one who is destined to die. Kiyat, how much. Priyam, pleasure. Chala, flickering and temporary. Translation. One's riches, beautiful wife and female friends, one's sons and daughters, one's residence, one's domestic animals like cows, elephants, and horses, one's treasury, economic development, and sense gratification. Indeed, even the lifetime in which one can enjoy all these material opulences are certainly temporary and flickering. Since the opportunity of human life is temporary, what benefit can these material opulences give to a sensible man who has understood himself to be eternal? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse describes how the advocates of economic development are frustrated by the laws of nature. As the previous verse asks, Kim Visayo Papadanai, what is the actual benefit of so-called economic development? The history of the world has factually proved that attempts to increase economic development for bodily comfort through the advancement of material civilization have done nothing to remedy the inevitability of birth, death, old age, and disease. Everyone has knowledge of huge empires throughout the history of the world: the Roman Empire, the Mughal Empire, the British Empire, and so on. But all the societies engaged in such economic development, sarve rata kama, have been frustrated by the laws of nature through periodic wars, pestilence, famine, and so on. Thus, all their attempts have been flickering and temporary. In this verse, therefore, it is said, Kurvanti martyasya kiyat priyam chalaha. One may be very proud of possessing a vast empire, but such empires are impermanent. After 100 or 200 years, everything is finished. All such positions of economic development, although created with great endeavor and hardship, are vanquished very soon. Therefore, they have been described as chala. An intelligent man should conclude that material economic development is not at all pleasing. The entire world is described in Bhagavad Gita as dukkhayalam ashashvatam, miserable and temporary. Economic development may be pleasing for some time, but it cannot endure. Thus, many big businessmen are now very morose because they are being harassed by various plundering governments. In conclusion, why should one waste his time for so-called economic development, which is neither permanent nor pleasing to the soul? On the other hand, our relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is eternal. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. The pure souls are eternally in love with Krishna, and this permanent love, either as a servant, a friend, a parent, or a conjugal lover, is not at all difficult to revive. Especially in this age, the concession is that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, one revives his original relationship with God and thus becomes so happy that he does not want anything material. As enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Na danam, na janam, na sundaram, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. A very advanced devotee in Krishna consciousness does not want riches, followers, or possessions. Raya kalatram pasava sutadayo griha mahikunjara koshabhutaya. The satisfaction of possessing material opulence, although perhaps of a different standard, is available even in the lives of dogs and hogs, who cannot revive their eternal relationship with Krishna. In human life, however, our eternal dormant relationship with Krishna is possible to revive. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj has described this life as Arthadam. Consequently, instead of wasting our time for economic development, which cannot give us any happiness, if we simply try to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna, we will properly utilize our lives. Raya kalatram pasava sutadayo rihamai kundra kosa bhutayaha sarve ratam kamakchana bangurayusa kurvanti martyasya kiyat priyam chalaha. One's riches, beautiful wife and female friends, one's sons and daughter, one's residence, one's domestic animals like cows, elephants and horses, one's treasury, economic development, and sense gratification. Indeed, even the lifetime in which one can enjoy all these material opulences are certainly temporary and flickering. Since the opportunity of human life is temporary, what benefit can these material opulences give to a sensible man who has understood himself to be eternal? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of the material world is given. Dukkhayalam Ashashvatam, Prabhupada describes in the purport Bhagavad Gita gives. The material world is temporary and a little bit miserable. We're not being derogatory. We're being realistic. Sometimes people say the Hare Krishnas are so pessimistic or derogatory. Bhagavad Gita has many seemingly derogatory statements, but they're factual statements. Srimad Bhagavatam states, Prayanalpayusa sabya kaloas min yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. That in this age of Kali, things are very difficult. Men are short-lived, quarrelsome, misguided, and always disturbed. We were in New York this last week, and we walked in one store, and a man wanted a bag. We were buying some bhoga to offer to the Shalagram Shila of Banabhata. Man wanted a second plastic bag, and the lady behind the counter started screaming, and the man started screaming back. And it was a very seriously bad situation. And I was thinking, this is the Kali Yuga. Over a plastic bag, they're screaming at each other. And the store itself, we were quite surprised. The weather reached a high of about 15 degrees in Brooklyn. And the lady decided not to put on the heater. So in the store, it must have been about 28 degrees. And people were shopping quickly, but they were shopping. So this is the Kali Yuga. Everyone is mad. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. People are mad for sense gratification. But it's not very gratifying. We were away for 5 days, and it was so freezing. We were up on the fourth floor of the beautiful Brooklyn Temple, Radha Govinda Mandir. And somehow, I don't know what happened, during the dead of the night, the door blew open. And it must have been 5 degrees outside. I don't know. The thermometer would probably break. And we realized that we were freezing. After some time, we didn't want to get up. It was 1 in the morning. So this is the material world. You try to enjoy our senses, and on the contrary, the senses suffer in one way or another. It's practical. Try to have a wonderful meal, and after eating too much, one becomes a little bit disgusted or filled. Or one tries to have, I was always reminded, my uncle the banker, Uncle Phil, he walked with a cane when he was 30 years old. I was maybe 10 or 12, and he always walked with a cane. And I asked him one day, when I was older, maybe a teenager, Uncle Phil, how come you have to walk with a cane? And he said something I didn't understand exactly at the time. Maybe I was 13. And he said, because your Aunt Judy is very beautiful, and that's why I walk with a cane. Because of engaging in too much sense gratification, Uncle Phil literally had a slipped disc, and he was in constant pain, but he wouldn't give up his sense gratification. Even he couldn't walk properly at 30. He wanted more and more sense gratification. So this is the nature of the material world. We're thinking that sense gratification is the all in all. And we're frustrated in our attempts to find satisfaction because the soul is eternal. And sense gratification is very temporary. Dukkhayalam mashashvatam. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na danam, na janam, na sundaram kavitam va jagadish kamaye, mama janmini janmanishvare bhagavad bhaktir ahaituki toyi. That I don't want wealth, followers, women, all this sense gratification. I only want devotional service in my life, birth after birth. This is the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the second paragraph of the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that we are so fortunate that even the Kali Yuga, People are so frustrated with their sense gratification, they're jumping off buildings. In New York City, they go to the top of the building and leap. Few cases while we were even in town. And right before we got to town, we noticed in the subway when we went to our programs that people were standing far away from the train tracks because 2 weeks prior, a Hispanic lady saw a Hindu man, and I know I'm a little bit off-white, so I was kind of frightened. Even at one temple we went, they said, "Are you from Bengal?" And I said, no, Chicago, North Side. So I thought I looked a little like Bengali. The lady had pushed an Indian, Hindu, from the platform onto the track. Very easy. You can lose your balance. It's a big 4-foot fall. The train came and ran him over, killed him. She was asked, "Why'd you do this?" Police asked her. It was just 2 weeks ago, I think. And she said, "Oh, because since 9/11, I hate Hindus and Muslims." Can you imagine? This is the mentality of a common person. She wasn't a criminal. She was just nunam pramatakru tevi karma, mad from sense gratification and intoxication. Madak, intoxicated. And prior to that, I think it was 1 month, they took a video and put it on the YouTube of another guy pushing another guy onto the tracks, and no one came to save. Everyone was very upset that the film guy could have put down the camera and lent a hand. The train wasn't right there, but he was more interested in getting, 500,000 hits on YouTube with his fantastic video of a live murder, of a murder in progress. This is the madness of Kali Yuga. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada came to give the Sankirtan mission because there's no happiness in this material world. I don't think anyone knows anyone who's happy in this material world. We all have relatives. I have some relatives, very wealthy, very miserable. My sister, extremely wealthy, totally absorbed in sense gratification. Friends of devotees, appreciate Savas Prabhu, Naikatma, met devotees on several occasions. And she bought 5 homes in Florida to invest her and her husband's life savings about 10 years ago, I think it was, 8 years ago. And then the market crashed. And now the homes are worth less than half of what they were when she bought them. She's in deep trouble. The mortgage payments, she can't even rent the houses for as much as the mortgage payments and property tax and the insurance are for the home. Each home she's losing tens of thousands of dollars. All her years and years and years of working hard like an ass to make money, to blow it on houses that aren't worth anything. And they're in a nice neighborhood. They're in very nice neighborhoods of Orlando, but now they're not worth hardly anything. Ex-father-in-law, very wealthy man, chairman of the board for Leo Burnett Advertising, based his life on sense gratification, and he lost, I believe it was about 15 years ago, some endeavor that he made. He had lost something like $50 million in some bad investment, some poor investment, which is the nature of this world. We're after economic development, so we take chances to invest in some stock or some project or some something that appeals to us, which may not be that successful. He lost so much money that he became suicidal, that he was very depressed for years and years because he lost all of his hard-earned pay. So this is the nature of the material world. I've been around in this body for kind of a long time, and I never met anyone that was materially happy. They may have been intoxicated. They may have been in some kind of intoxicated mood of happiness. But myself, neither did I meet anyone who actually was yayatma supersedati materially. But when we met Srila Prabhupada, and even we met the Vaishnavas, I know myself, everywhere I used to go, devotees would show up. I tried to escape from devotees. I went in between my sophomore and junior year of college, and I got a job in Kings Canyon National Park in the forest to meditate and chant and do a little work and meet some forest kids, forest college kids. I was escaping. And especially every corner I went in San Francisco and Fresno, devotees were there. Have you gotten our bhav? Yeah. I chant Hare Krishna. I didn't want to join for one reason or another. So I went to this national forest about 3 hours from here. And I was working and living with they would put the boys in the cabin, two or three boys and girls, teenagers, 18, 19, in a cabin. And we'd work and all eat together and live in the cabin. So I was in a cabin with a boy named Sam. He was from Fresno, California, and he was kind of a wild guy. And one day he told me, he said, my sister's coming. She's having a fight with her husband. She's coming from Los Angeles. I said, oh, great. And she'll stay with us. I said, oh, that's nice. I said, what's her name? He said, well, her new name is Shankari. I said, what kind of name is Shankari? He said, she's a Hare Krishna. His sister came from Los Angeles we were hiding in the forest. There were no Hare Krishnas on the corner. But somehow or other, Sam's sister was Shankari. She lives here in Los Angeles. Nice Mataji. Devotee for so many years. She served in the temple for so many years. And she came and stayed with us and preached day and night. You're not this body, you're spirit, soul, chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said this, Srila Prabhupada that. It was complete transcendental brainwash. I thought I was escaping to the mountains and a retreat from the cities and could think about things. And Krishna said, I'm not going to let you think. You could think of me. Mad Manabhava, Mad Bhakto, Mad Yaji, Mam Namaskuru. What are the chances there were 50 kids? My roommate sister is a Hare Krishna. And she stayed with us day and night for maybe 2 weeks before she went back to her home here on Watsika. She lived on Watsika. and invited us. Srila Prabhupada's coming, you come and visit, 1972. And we came. Me and Sam came. So Krishna doesn't let you escape the religion of the age. The philosophy of the age is Harinam Samkirtan, is chanting of Hare Krishna. And it's the real happiness. She was observing me. I was chanting Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai, Radha Ramana Hare Govinda Jai. Every morning, I would light a stick of incense and sit in the forest. And from the time the incense started till it ended, about 45 minutes, I would chant my mantra, Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai, Radha Ramana Hare Govinda Jai Jai. I didn't get it from a guru. Actually, I did. I stole it from the Hare Krishnas. But I thought Hare Krishna is so embarrassing. They chant, they have two different shoes, they wear different socks, they're very strange people. I couldn't, at the time, identify. 1971, 72, Hare Krishnas were very extreme. Even for me, I was an extreme person, but this was extremely extreme. So I thought, well, I won't be connected. I'll chant Govinda Jai Jai. And I chanted very seriously. And she finally preached to me that, what are you doing? That's for kirtan. Chant Hare Krishna. And I said, okay, I'll try. And I think she gave us beads at that time. So I didn't have to count on the incense for my japa period. She actually gave us some beads and we started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. I figured also, I had met a few times, Shankari was a young girl at the time, maybe 21, 20 years old. And for some reason, and people say that to this day, she was extremely beautiful. And I thought, you know, Hare Krishna's got the most beautiful women on the planet. Prabhupada said, Prashadam, secret weapon, but also our Mataji's secret weapon. I had met one lady, and when I was 16, we went to Montreal, and I met this Urvasi. They named her Urvasi. Now she's Santa Barbara. She was 19, 18 years old at the time. And I thought, this is like someone from the heavenly planets. Even we were at Burning Man. I'm sitting chanting japa, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Bearded fellow came up. I told the story once. He said, Swami? I said, yes. He said, I have to ask you a very important question. It's been really eating at me for months. And especially these past week out here at Burning Man. They had, Nitai Prabhu had brought a bunch of Guru Kulis. So all these young men and women were there at the Krishna camp, Krishna kitchen, except for a few of us old-timers. And he said, Swami, I said, yes. My question is, my spiritual question is, how come the women in Hare Krishna are so beautiful? I said, oh, that's a very spiritual question. That's a very divine question. Let me meditate and give. I said, well, they chant. And by their chanting, their consciousness becomes purified, their body becomes purified, their face, the eyes are the index of the soul, the face is the index of the mind. And he was like, wow, that is so heavy. And he said, well, I have another question. I said, yes, please ask. I was ready to set up a booth. This was getting transcendental. His next question was much deeper. How can I get one of the Hare Krishna women to be with them? I said, that's a very good question. That's a very difficult process, but it can be accomplished. If you chant Hare Krishna, and then I gave him Science of Self-Realization, read this book and quote what you read to the women. Everything that you read, say to them, and only vibrate that, they will be attracted to you. So he agreed. It's a true story. There were witnesses. And by the end of the week, he came back. Swami, thank you so much, man. I did it. I'm chanting and I'm reading the book. And I think I got a Hare Krishna on the line. He had actually attracted one Mataji. I don't know who. And I was very happy for him. Of course, the goal is not just to attract each other. The goal is to attract Krishna. But he became happy, I think, from chanting and from reading Srila Prabhupada's books. That's the philosophy. Yayatma supersedati. He even told me at that time, I've been with Somyuza, young, good-looking guy, big beard, long hair. I've had so many girlfriends and it always ends up bad. It's always terrible, but I think if I'm with a Hare Krishna, that'll do the trick. And I said, oh yeah, definitely. That's the real thing right there. So our happiness is not the happiness of the body or the senses or the mind or the intellect. But real happiness is yayatma supersedati, happiness of the soul. We were in New York at Jiva Mukti Yoga, run by Sharon Gannon, one of the biggest yoginis in all of the East Coast. Very popular, very big. Big turnouts, big following. Yoga studio packed. Each class 80 people, 4 classes every hour. Just incredible following. And they had a big poster, color poster, everywhere you went. The poster was there for all the programs of lecture and kirtan. And I looked at the poster to see, you know, who's coming to Jiva Mukti. They also had a festival called the Gathering of the Tribes. We played for Sharon's class, Sharon's sangha. And at the top was Temple Bhajan Band, Harmonium Kirtan Workshop on such and such a date, Sunday. On the other side, next week, Lakshmi Nrsinga, Wednesday night kirtan. Thought that's interesting. Below that, Joshua Green, Ishopanishad class. This is true. I can get you the poster. Below that, I think was Gauravani leading kirtan week or two. Below that, Deanne Johnson. She was a bhaktin here of some sort. Also Hare Krishna. The whole poster was a who's who in the Hare Krishna. We had Radhanath Maharaj giving one of the lectures at the Prince George Ballroom. And we did kirtan. They listed us there. Everybody there was Hare Krishna. And I went to the manager, Ganesh, and said, looks like you got a lot of Hare Krishnas doing programs here, chanting, giving class, workshops. He said, you know, it's a funny thing here in New York. Everyone else gave up, and the only people doing all the kirtans and all the classes is Hare Krishnas. Sri Kala, putting down the beats, had one night that he was there. You know Sri Kala, disciple, I think, of Radhanath Maharaj. He's in New York. So this is our family business. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Upanishad, Kirtan, we were trained, we are trained in that science. And it's our business to give that to everyone. All the devotees there, even the Manhattan Temple, they're going to the colleges, they're going very nicely to programs. They had kirtan in Union Square. What do you call the train station? Up above from 3 to 5, and when the sun goes down, down below in the train tracks, in the platform. 6 hours a day, Harinam. Book distribution going strong to some extent. So this is our family business, and this is our happiness. Happiness is glorifying Krishna. When Krishna's yasmin tu ste jagat tu stam, Krishna's pleased, we're pleased, the universe is pleased. Jiva Mukti is pleased. Everyone is pleased. So we should take this opportunity for the new year. Everyone's making their resolutions. We should make a resolution to give Krishna consciousness, strict, direct Krishna consciousness through chanting, through prasadam, through Prabhupada's books, through lecturing, by giving our association, not taking the association of sense gratifiers, but giving Vaishnav association, Vaishnav principles. Kali Kalayar Dham Krishna Nam Sankirtan. What is that? Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra Ekahe Mar. In this Kali Yuga, Ekali Kale, Nahi Arkoinya Dharm. In this Kali Yuga, there's no real religion except Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra Ekahe Marm. That the sum and substance of everything is Vaishnavs and Vaishnav literature, Vaishnav scripture. Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra Ekahe Marm. So let us make a resolution that this year we'll do more spreading of Krishna consciousness. Another 20% of us. I hear somebody said that's too much. I think you have to go to Houston and defeat that. One GBC man said, no, 20% is too much again. Prabhupada said, double it every year, 100%. We're doing 1/5 of Prabhupada's order. This year they increased more than 20. Next year, hopefully another 20, be the biggest year of book distribution in 30 years, 28 years. Since Savas has been here, we've been here. And let's bring more kirtan and more prasadam. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. You stay? Is he staying? We need it, Mama. You're staying too.
I don't know, but
you're in charge of
he's staying. He's coming back.